I'm excited to have some of our team share a bit of their experience from our time down in Ensenada. So we've asked Caleb and Dora and Erica and Hugo to share this morning. And so, welcome.
Sorry. Hi, my name's Doralyn Everett, and I'm in grade 12. And this year was my third trip to Mexico. This trip was completely different from the trips I'd gone on the past 2 years. We did a lot of work with youth our own ages, so it was really sweet getting to build a relationship with these kids that we know can last a really long time, and for people going back that they're going to get to see them again and just continue those friendships, and it was really awesome. God definitely taught me a lot on this trip. Before I went, I was having, you know, a bit of struggles, like having him show himself to me, and I didn't really think, you know, he cared. But throughout that trip, I had basically God whispering in my ear and pointing over my shoulder the things he wanted me to see and stuff. The first night, Brian told us that one of the youth from the church was going to share their testimony, and I had a voice in the back of my head straight up be like, oh, you're going to share yours too. And so the next morning, Pastor Sammy asked if one of us wanted to share, and so I knew that God had told me what I needed to do, and luckily I was prepared for it. After seeing how much these teams for the past 3 years have impacted the people and the churches there, I hope to continue to see these relationships build. It was super sweet, and I love how our church has supported them financially and through prayers and how much of a difference we've made. So I just wanted to thank everyone here for your support, whether it was financially or through prayers, because it has meant a lot to us. So thank you.
Morning. My name is Erica Quittenbaum. I'm 14, and I'm in grade 9. This was my first trip down to Mexico, so that was really cool to meet everyone and build new relationships. I think it was a really good group to be with because, well, they were fun to be around. I don't think we got on each other's nerves too much. But a week there was definitely too short. We didn't have enough time. I wanted to go back the moment I got home. My mom and dad said, "You're home. Are you glad to be back?" Me and my sister were like, "Nope." The theme verse this year was 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. And it was really cool to see how God used that verse each day. Because I think we could go back each day and find a time when we found love. I was worried that we wouldn't be able to connect with the youth because of the language barrier, but it wasn't a problem. Even though they spoke Spanish and we spoke English, we were telling my mom stories, and we said, "Well, they said that, and we said this." And she's talking, and she's like, "How do you understand each other?" We're like, "I don't know. What just happened?" I'm a very like schedule person. I like to know what's going on, and we sort of got a schedule before we left of kind of what our day was going to look like. Didn't follow it at all. The first couple days, we kept asking, like, what are we doing next? What time is this? And then I think our catchphrase for the trip was live in the moment. That was said a lot. The first morning we got to the church, one of the youth shared their testimonies, and then they asked if we wanted to share ours. And then Dora stepped up and said she would do it. And I'm like, I've never done this before. I'm not going to do it at all. And then the next night, at one of our chapel times, one of our leaders said, don't worry about like how boring you think your story is. It'll affect someone. So that night I told Carrie, my exact words were, I don't want to do this, but I feel like God's telling me to. So she said someone was already doing it on Wednesday, so I could do it Thursday. So that night I went in my bed and I like wrote out what I was going to say. And then the next morning they're like, anyone else want to? I'm like, well, I'm not prepared, but give it a shot. So I did that, and then I was really praying that no matter how boring I thought my story was, that someone would be affected by it. And then I think someone in our group was affected the most, so that was really encouraging to me to see how God was working through me into others' lives. God, I think one of the lessons he told us was, like, it's really easy to show the people down there love, because a lot of them, the kids and stuff, they don't know what real love is, so it was really easy to show them love. And I think one of the lessons he was trying to teach us was love people who aren't loved, but you have to love people around you too at home. So that was really cool. And just thanks for all your prayers and support.
Good morning. My name is Caleb Campbell. I'm in grade 12, and this is my first time on the missions trip. All throughout our trip, we visited with the orphanage, and this was a highlight for me since I have ADHD, so I could just spend all my energy on them and give them special attention. Like, I would just give them piggyback rides, play bubbles with them, everything. It was a blast. Throughout the week, each of our team members got to share their testimonies, and I thought that was really encouraging to me, and it reassured me that even though we're all Christians, we still struggle with everyday things. And the experiences I had on the trip to Mexico have made me want to go on more mission trips. And in the meantime, just love everyone that I meet. And yeah, and thank you for all your prayers and for all your support. And we couldn't have gone without you. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Hugo, and I was one of the leaders on this trip. There's so much that happened on the trip and so much that we experienced that it's hard to unpack it all and just go through everything and see what really stuck out. But to me, I think what stuck out the most is that how gracious the people down there were and how open they were to us. And like, they have less than us, but they opened their homes and they offered their food and they went above and beyond to reach out to us, and they showed God's love to us. And we were a group of foreigners that were invited into their homes and just to share in their lives. And the love they showed to us is an encouragement to me, an inspiration, and a reminder to go out and to show that love to others. And in Proverbs 22, verse 2, it says, "The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord made them both. Because God created us equally in his eyes, we have to go out and love each other the way God loves us, with open arms, open doors, and open hearts." Thank you for all your support and all your prayers.
Hi, I'm Mark. I had the opportunity to go as a leader this year. I went as a student in 2011 and 2012, so it was kind of a different experience for me, but definitely a very good one. Yeah, we got to do tons of great things down there, from a little bit of a work project and cleaning up a lot for the Children's Day that we had on Thursday. It definitely wasn't what we expected to be doing when we went down there, but it was definitely a good time. And then getting to work with the youth in the church and the children at the orphanage was a really good experience for myself and for the team. It's a different dynamic when you get to work with people closer to your own age, and it was really good. It was great to be down there and just to be spending time in community with the church and with Pastor Sammy and his family. And we got the opportunity to have supper with them, with Pastor Sammy and his family, most days during the week, which is like a huge deal down there, being invited into their house and to sit at their table and eat with them. So it was really great. And I think we had a really good team this year, and it was great to hear all their testimonies and just see the way they kind of matched up as such with some of the teens down there, how there were common denominators between the two. So it was very cool. And I just want to thank everybody here for supporting us and sending us with your prayers. It really means a lot to us and to the people down there. So thank you.
We start off on this journey in the fall, putting out applications, and we see who kind of gets the nudge from the Lord to maybe put in an application, and then we interview them, and then we go through the whole process of preparing and team meetings and raising funds, and then we finally get to head down there. And it's if you don't know the history of it, we've been going down for several years. Since 2005 was our first trip, and this was our eighth trip down to Ensenada, and working with the church we are working with currently since 2008, but still making contact with the original church in 2005, although we didn't, we just kind of fellowshiped together this time. We didn't do any particular work there. So we fly down to Los Angeles, and we get vans there, drive down to Chula Vista, which is just across the border from Tijuana, and then we go down to Ensenada City. And then on the outskirts of the city, we stay at a mission ranch, and then that's where we stay each night, and we have time of fellowship and worship together and do our ministry in the city. And so there's kind of a dozen things that I wanted to highlight that kind of make this trip. We were able to worship in another church, which they also have uniformed tambourine / ribbon dancers, which I just want to throw out there is a fantastic thing. If you know anything about me, you know I have a deep love for the tambourine. And so it was fun to be part of Pastor Samuel church, and also to reconnect with Pastor Lalos and do supper with him Sunday night. We did some work projects, although Pastor Samuel's a little sneaky. He really didn't care about the work projects. He really wanted us to build relationships with some of his people. And so they were there. We did a little bit kind of on Monday, but it was really secondary or down the list. But we were able to help build an addition to the church and prepare the lot for the community. The church had a community fiesta outreach, and so that was interesting. We worked with, they call them the church youth, but there's a group of boys that actually live in the church building, and they've been brought off the street, and that is their home. They have someone that looks after them there, and that was one of Pastor Samuel's emphasis for us, is that he wanted us to kind of fellowship with them, to share our lives with them, and just build a relationship and be encouraged both ways. And so we started each day together at the church side sharing testimonies. They would share too, we would share too, and have a time of prayer. And then it was times of just fellowshipping together and hanging out and doing some of the work projects as they were needed. We also got to play some soccer with them, which is a real highlight, and do a special meal at the pastor's home with them, and they don't often get into someone's home for a meal, and so that was a big deal. And then we got to just kind of do some youthy things. We played a telephone game that we sometimes play at youth, and we played musical chairs with Pastor Samuel and myself being the music, just beating on the drum kit. That's what that one picture was all about. But it was a lot of fun, and it just kind of just set everybody at ease, and we just enjoyed it. We got to spend a little bit of time at the children's home, or the orphanage as they call it, and we were able to spend two afternoons there, and again, just being able to love freely with the kids and blow off some energy, and it was really satisfying. Just through singing together, doing bubbles, coloring, and just even they're really interested in just going through some of the learning some of the English words, and so it was just a sweet time of fellowship. We got to do some door-to-door invitations, which is a whole different experience, and especially doing it in Spanish. And if your Spanish is as poor as mine, it was even more of a struggle. But we got to invite the community to the outreach fiesta, which was a bit of an all-day event. And so the idea was to just invite the community out to just some fun and a meal. They had a little special gathering where they did some instruction with some of the parents, and by this they just gathered contact information to be able to invite them out to church. So we're praying that might be a way that some of those people that came out to the community will be part of the church from this point forward. We also got to just tour the men's rehabilitation house and also the women's shelter, which is again just a house. And so I was really struck by the obedience that the church has to just initiate different ventures like this, even though the resources are very limited, but they take what they have and they trust God to do the work. We got to experience baptism down there, so Michael got baptized, but it was really encouraging because two of the youth from the church home also stepped up and decided to be baptized. And so Michael has a relationship with Pastor Samuel that's been going on for a few years, and so he wanted him to be part of the baptism. But then I was also invited to be part of the baptism for the youth. And so it was a real special time, and we really felt the connection between the two churches, and just we really felt that there was this absolute unity between us. And so we got to baptize Mike and a young man named Angel and a young man named Mariano. And beyond that, we were able to do some helps by just bringing some necessities of life through little hampers of food and clothing and toiletries to the different households, and some provide some building materials and some tools. And And I guess some of the highlights for the students are a little bit different than those who are in charge of the logistics of the trip. I'm always really thankful to the Lord that everything goes well, and everything did go well. Vehicles worked well, border crossings, customs, all that kind of thing. The team represented this church well. They were superstars, always very courteous, always representing well, and so I'm very, very proud of them. And but I just really enjoyed the opportunity to have extended talks with some of the pastors there, and that's something that I feel that we can do, just pastor to pastor, be an encouragement to the work that they are doing down there, because they're overwhelmed and they're tired, just like the rest of us, and even though they have tremendous faith, they still need the encouragement. And I guess the extended time just spent with the leaders of the trip and the students of the trip is always a real blessing. We get to know each other in just a real deeper way, and so it's always a real blessing. And I guess one of the highlights is being able to see leaders that were once students and were part of the trip that way have stepped up, and there was the four of them that were leaders on this trip, and just see them change the role and be good mentors and good role models for students. It was a real blessing. So we want to thank you for your prayers and your support. We definitely felt God walking with us, and we want to invite you to, if you want to hear more, we only had a few people share today, but Tuesday at 7:30, the whole team's going to be able to share, and we can go as long as we want then, so you're welcome to come back for us. So thank you for the opportunity.